Hey, welcome back to the History of Drum and Dance. And we are talking about a little bit of my history of drum and dance and things I've come to know and learn. And we're talking about my third teacher. And that's probably the teacher I learned the most from. Talking about last week about his songs and the ones that he made, and he also told me that as we went down to the basement, he said, you know all of these songs here, he said, I'm gonna give them to you. He said, when I pass on, he said, all of these are gonna go to you. And I said, well, what about your sons? He said, well, he said, they like to sing, he said, but not as much as you. He said, I'd feel good if they were with you. And you know, between me and him all the time, we had this little running joke between the two of us. And I'd see him with his little tape recorder over there, and the song would come on, and he'd click the record. And I said, oh, stealing songs again, huh? And he'd laugh at me. Or else I'd be sitting there. I never had the recorder, you know. I never recorded songs. I just remembered them. And I'd be humming a tune, and he'd look at me, uh-huh. He said, I heard that song over there. He'd say, that sounds like you stole a song there. So we just laugh at each other. But that was our inside joke all the time. And so when I seen all of these tapes, I said, oh, there's where all of them stolen songs are. I said, oh, you must have about a million of them down here. Yeah, he was telling me, you know, he wanted to give all them songs to me. Yeah, but then it never came to be. It never happened. I know that his kids wanted them. I wasn't going to interfere with that or argue with them. I just let it be as it was. And I just remember I enjoyed my time with him. And yeah, I happened to be there, you know, when he had passed on also. You know, they told me that he was his time. So I went down there and I saw him. He never came out of it enough to recognize me or see me, but I was there. And, yeah. And then I went to his funeral. And yeah, you know, I went outside and I sang a song for him. And that was my one of my greatest teachers as far as singing goes. He always wanted to sing really high all the time. And, you know, we had these drums that you could tune them up with the keys on the side, those little bass drums. And, oh, he always had to have it just right. And he'd lean over into the drum and he'd hit the drum and he'd hear the sound, and geez, you know, he'd start messing with the keys and he'd hit it again and he'd mess with the keys some more, lean over, listen, and he'd hit it again, and the other was just right. You know, that drum was too high for me all the time. I had to strain every time to sing with that old man. And I was a young guy, you know. I thought, you know, young guys should have the higher, stronger voices, but that old man, he had a high, strong voice all the time. And he always had a beautiful voice. And I remember I heard several ladies had mentioned, you know, they had come to the powwows just to hear him sing. That's the kind of voice he had. And he was always a caring human being. I really, really appreciated everything that he had said and how he had said it and when he had said it and where he had said it. And as I'm going along, running to some of these younger singers, you know, I'm able to remember what the old man had taught me and said to me. And it just seems like every time a younger person says something, you know, or whatever, you know, they'll turn and they'll look at me, you know, I'll get to remember what that old man had said. And others too, it wasn't just him, so. I kind of stuck with him for that reason, you know, that he was knowledgeable, that urge in the beginning when I wanted to sing, and he had taken that and he had cultivated that for me, and he had blazed a path for me, showed me the way. So that was a little bit of my history there with that old man. And then, and then another man came along. And this man was bound and determined to steal me from that old man. And then that old man, he kind of knew, you know, because he said that he was going to give up singing for a while, and this other guy that was wanted to take me and to teach me how to sing, or just to take me with him, and you know, he had a different style of singing, and he was this guy. In my eyes, he changed the powwow world as we know it, especially around here and across the United States, just being who he was and how he sang and what he did. As opposed to the old man wanted to sing some of the songs over and over again, and even though we knew a lot of songs, he preferred to sing some of the older ones, and he remained with some of those. And we'd go to the different powwows. But this other guy, he would sing a song, and he would sing it so good, and then he'd go on to another one, and another one, and another one. He didn't want to sing the same songs over and over and over again. And his wanting to sing different songs was insatiable, and he was just that kind of guy that could get up there and sing them songs and keep moving and keep going. And others had looked at him, and I knew they were in awe of him just because of the way what he brought to the drum. And I watched him, and people loved that guy. Respected him, and he was more of a contest singer. Even though I didn't go to the contest powwows, I did go to a few, but not many in my time. I probably hit up maybe about saying at maybe 15 to 20 powwows that were contests in my time. But yeah, this guy could sing, and I still remember the song that he used, because everybody would use the same grand entry song, and then one day he just kicked out a different one, and everybody followed, and that's just the way it was. And he brought different songs to this area, and you know, singers have made their own songs since then. But anyway, we're coming to the close of today, History of German Dance, and tune in next week, and we'll continue on with some of this stuff about this fourth teacher, okay? Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning on in History, Drum, and Dance.